Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Steve Barber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Comer for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball four. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Price reaches second base with a double. Wirt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Price scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Donaldson moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Steve Barber. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donaldson scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Price and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goosen moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donwert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Donwert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark has Northrup trapped. There's the throw to McNairtney and over to Harper, who tags Northrup for the out. Wert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney scoops up the ball and tags Lolick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dave Campbell pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Goosen reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.